All right, do I have anything new? No, I don't have anything new. It's the same stuff happening over and over. Time is befallen. Just type in time, etymology, and go back to the source of time, the meaning of time. I'm not talking about a dictionary, I'm talking about etymology. What is the difference between a dictionary and etymology? Etymology traces back to the original meaning of the word, where it came from, the source. So when you take words back to their source, and this could be anything, this could apply to anything. When you take something back to its source, you find out that you hit source code. If you were to sit down and you take 100 words back to source, you would find out that it lines up with what the scripture says. There's some overarching principles. Cut. This is a cutting field because of the cross. Turn. This is a turning machine because God is turning out copies of His Son. This is a togetherness, a union. Together. That's why people like to be together with their own kind, which is union. In union. Every time you do something, you're in union. When I'm driving down the highway, I'm in union with my steering wheel. I'm sitting on my seat. A union. Everything is cut, turn, union, and then flow. Flow goes back to the blood. The blood has to flow. Just like the water has to flow and the currency has to flow. Conversation has to flow. If you have a relationship, you got to have a conversation. If you don't have conversation, you don't have anything. It doesn't flow. If there's no flow in the conversation, there's no relationship. Converse, together, turn. There has to be flow. If you want to know if somebody is a good spouse, are you conversating? Are you in conversation? Because if you can't flow in a conversation with somebody, why would you want to marry them? Cut, turn, union, flow. Conversation is converse, together, turn. That's what conversation means. Together, turn. If somebody can't take rebuke, if somebody can't take exhortation, if somebody can't take whatever it is, rebuke, exhort, reprove. If somebody can't take reprove, and they think they've already arrived, you got a problem. You learn from everybody. People ask me, why do you watch this? Or why did you listen to this? What are you talking about, man? I listened to 40,000 sermons from the fundamental preachers. Now I want to hear what the world teaches. Not because I'm going to the world. I'm learning from everybody. I know my Bible from like the back of my hand, right? So I want to see what everybody else is doing so I can win. Paul says, I become all things to all men that I might win some. Hello? I become all things to all men that I might win some. To the Jews, he became Jews. To whoever he became, whatever. He wanted to get on their page and he wanted to see where they're coming from. And actually, everybody's got a little piece of the pie. They're almost saying the same thing, except for faith alone and Jesus alone. But they're all trying to get back to source, actually. You know what everybody's trying to do? Everybody's trying to find love. Everybody's trying to get back to source. Everybody's trying to get rid of worry and stress. Everybody wants the same thing. They're just going about it different ways. And the only way you're going to get rid of it all is run to Jesus and get saved. You must be born again. You know, a lot of people raised in church. but they never got born from above. How do you get born from above? You receive Jesus into your heart by faith. Lord, come into my heart and save me. Lord, I'm a sinner. I deserve hell. Come and save me. I thought I was saved. I'm religious but lost. I never had a new birth. Come into my heart and save me. You see what I'm saying? It's so obvious. The game is not even funny. The game is everybody's looking for that heaven on earth, which is impossible. So the only way you're going to have heaven on earth is get saved, and then you know you have a destiny of heaven. You're secure. You're seated in that. You know where you're going. Most people are trying to have ecstasy down here in this evil world system. And if you don't think it's evil, you're deceiving yourself. It's more than evil. It's ridiculous. It's a clown show. It's so evil. It's so evil, I don't even have words for it. It really is a clown show. It's a clown show to the hilt. It's a clown show to the hilt. You can enjoy the ride. You can enjoy the ride. You don't have to be all miserable about it. I mean, you just have to know where you're at. If you really want to be able to overcome, you just got to admit where you're at. You got to admit what you're in. One way I know what I'm in is because I went to Lowe's and I did an Uber run, and these like 20-year-old black ladies, I was talking to them just about really nothing. I mean, just talking, and they were different people, didn't know each other, and they both said, "Well, thanks for the conversation. It's good talking to you." They really are missing out on, people are missing out on conversation. Nobody's having real conversations anymore. That's actually what I wanted to talk about, and I forgot. Nobody's having real conversations. Why do you think Joe Rogan's podcast is so popular? Because they're having conversations, just real stuff. People got tired of sitcoms and fake reality. They're tired of the fake reality. They're tired of the fake. They want something real. I'm telling you, I see the fractal. People want something real. They don't want fake anymore. They want the real deal. And the system hates that. When you're real, see, yeah, I really want to talk about this. I did an Uber run and I went to Lowe's. And I had two conversations, and they were like just 60-second to 90-second conversation, maybe 2 minutes. Maybe 5 minutes at the most. But anyway, people want to have a real conversation because they're tired of fake. And that one lady, I said, you leave your box apartment, you get in an Uber box car, and you go to your McDonald's box job, and then you hand out products, hamburgers that are in a box, and you're sitting there on a screen typing in a box screen. They want you to be disconnected from the earth, from people, from everything. And then when you finally connect with somebody, I watched them. They were like, they were amazed that somebody was talking to them about something that was so obvious. They were shocked. I said, "Do you hear what I'm saying?" She said, "Yeah." She said, "I know exactly what you're talking about." And she was 20. And I don't know if she was saved or not, but she was 20, and I got 60-year-old people that can't hear me. 50-year-old, 40-year-old, 30-year-old. She was 20 and she could hear me. How come the younger people can hear? Unless they're just blowing smoke. But I asked her some questions to make sure she could understand me. She seemed to understand. And her body language went from being depressed to happy. Both of them. Sitting there in their little monotonous job or going to a monotonous job. And their body language changed. They were happy. So what happens is when you have somebody talking real in a system of fake, people are happy because they finally know that something deep down, they couldn't put it into words, but they knew something wasn't right. When you show the mysteries hidden in plain view that they're doing every day, they're brainwashing people to accept the fake and accept the substitute. Whether it's substitute food, everything's a substitute. They're brainwashing people to accept substitute relationships, substitute everything. And when you break it open for them and you reveal it to them, they get happy. Because they've been seeing it their whole life. They didn't know what it was. They couldn't word it. And finally, somebody talked about it. Somebody's giving them something that's real.